from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief, Flowy, August 24th. Quick run through 10 health stories. Let's start with the longevity piece. Let's get into it. First from New Atlas. Saab goes supersonic with Next Gen Loyal Wingman concept. The future of Scandinavian military aviation was rolled out by Saab at the Swedish Armed Forces Jubilee Air Show at Malmen Air Base in Linköping, Sweden, with the unveiling of a full-scale mock-up of the company's A3-001 supersonic Loyal Wingman autonomous combat aircraft concept. Category: military, engineering tags, drones, supersonic fighter Saab, Next. Second from Science Alert. Fricatilla Mania. New study explains why people feel compelled to pull out their own hair. Fricatilla Mania, pulling out the hairs on your head, eyebrows, lashes, or elsewhere, is not a new condition. Around 350 BC, Aristotle wrote about vices in the Nicomachean Ethics and included the habit of plucking out the hair or of gnawing the nails, also called hair pulling disorder. Fricatilla Mania is classified as a body-focused repetitive behavior and can lead to hair loss and significant psychological or social impairment. According to historical documents, the earliest written mentions appear in Hippocrates' Epidemics Roman 3 in 410 BC. Up next, third from Alex O'Connor. Buddhist emptiness, explained John Westerhoff. I have never recorded a podcast episode exclusively on Buddhist philosophy before. It is an extensive corpus and difficult to know where to begin, but today we make a start. Nagarjuna was a teacher of Mahayana Buddhism, one of Buddhism's main branches, who lived from around 150-250 C. His philosophical contributions are so significant that he has been called the Second Buddha. He is also considered to be the founder of the Madhyamaka school of Buddhism, which roughly means middle way. And then, fourth from MD Reports, the evolution of the bribe. The old pharmaceutical bribe was easy to recognize. Drug company reps flew doctors to luxury resorts, paid for lavish dinners, disguised kickbacks as consulting fees, and funded educational events that were little more than sales pitches. A recent academic review published in the Journal of Law, Medicine, and Ethics examined over two decades of bribery cases, uncovering repeated patterns of sham consulting contracts, fake educational events, luxury travel, and hidden payments. The U.S. Next. Fifth from Music Guided. How to be true to yourself. Don't become one of them. Do everything in your power to refuse trends and patterns and take in more randomness, last chances, risks, strange days, and your wild ways. Go through more hells and be swallowed whole by heartache, the line you never recover from. They will tell you time is the cure, but no one lives forever. Carry some pains and memories to your grave. Don't hide from it. Don't avoid it. Stand right in its path and let love destroy you. It's the only way. Reach the end of it all, the very bottom, the deepest, darkest corner of yourself. Don't become one of them. Up next. Sixth from Beautiful Minds Newsletter. What is intelligence for? My colleague woke up today and chose to criticize my life's work. I texted him to thank him for doing that. Flynn first read his article, then come back and read this response. Virtually my entire life, as long as I can remember, I have been grasping for a new definition of intelligence. Yes, this started in elementary school, observing people on the playground and trying to understand what made some people more intelligent or talented than others. What I was grasping for was not a new theory of multiple intelligences. And then, seventh from Inverse Science. Sinestro, Lantern's mysterious prisoner, explained. Warning, spoilers for Lantern's episode 2 below. So, what's with Sinestro? Before the latest episode of Lantern's aired on HBO, it seemed like the DC series would never get around to mentioning that name. Lantern's takes place at a weird point in history for the Green Lantern Corps. So far, we've really only seen a much older Hal Jordan Kyle Chandler perform his duties as Earth's one and only Lantern. And in 2016, his biggest adventures are already behind him. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.